Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Presents Your Midweek Reading. I am your host, Rowan Mix, here to bring you an overview of your week. Now, keep in mind that tomorrow is the dark moon, so right now we're in the waning phases, everything's sort of being flushed out, and the dark moon is a time of recollections, memories, past lives, and definitely sitting and germinating with yourself the dreams that you want for the next lunar cycle. So I'm going to go ahead and just do a quick 10-card spread, and this should give you an overview of what's going to come to pass. So one moment. Okay, so it looks like there is some darkness going on right now. The present significator is the High Priestess, and this warns about wearing masks in front of other people and being wary of people's true nature, trusting in your intuition, letting that be your guide. When the High Priestess makes an appearance in any reading, she generally tends to bring out the dark phases of the moon. This is the esoteric and the hidden and the mysterious. So what she's warning about here is that people are being mysterious with you and not being forthright. So once again, just listen to your true inner self, and that will always guide you to the best. This is crossed by the Two of Swords, so we're definitely dealing with a case of betrayal, of backstabbing, of people speaking to you and not meaning what they're saying. This is being careful of knives in the dark, people that seem that they want to have your back, but they really don't, and to not trust them. Overall, the overriding influence is the Devil card. So you may think that your life is a party and you have all these friends and you're here and you're happening and all this other stuff, but you are not. None of that's going on. This is all in your head. All that glitters is not gold, and you need to be careful. You need to figure out who your true friends are and fast. The root of this is in relation to the Lovers, which is the kind of cup. And this is generally a happily ever after spread. So what this is telling me is that things were probably once good with you and your significant other, I'm going to assume, but this is not going to go well. They're either cheating on you, or your friends know about them cheating, or something of that nature. But there's definitely some duplicity going on and some dishonesty. In the past, you had the Empress, which is creativity, which is emotional support, which is the laying of foundations for a new and happy life. Maybe you two were even married or something, but this is not how things are going to go. You will find love in the future, telling me not to worry about it. What's going on right now will pass, and you will either reconcile with your lover or you will find a new lover. I'm tending to think this is about a new lover, because the next significator card is the Fool, which talks about taking a chance in love and talking about not being so caught up in the darkness that's going on right now, because things will get better. Your life will get better. You will find someone else. You will find real love, but what's going on right now is not real. The Devil card is definitely saying that this is duplicity, this is shade, this is dishonesty, and you don't need that in your life. Other people view you as the King of Pentacles, which is somebody that holds court, somebody that definitely knows what they're about, knows what they can do, and is established.